on behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder acharya of our society and all of our temples, we welcome you. This evening, we are celebrating Pushyabhishek. I will not speak long because you have all come to see the beautiful flower shower ceremony of Sri Radha Gopinathji. I would like to speak something of the history of this festival. Pushyabhishek actually means the winter bathing ceremony of Sri Radha and Krishna in the month of Paush. In the Krishna book, or Srimad Bhagavatam, generally, whenever Krishna kills demons, the cowherd boys dance and clap their hands and cry out, "Well done, well done," and the demigods shower Krishna with flowers. So this bathing Krishna with the shower of flowers is authorized by Shukadev Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. It was very much during Ras Lila they were being showered by flowers. During killing of demons they were showered by flowers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world not to kill the demons with his weapons of chakra or bow and arrow. Nityananda Prabhu, when Mahaprabhu was about to sever the heads of Jagai and Madhai, he said, "My Lord, in this age of Kali, everyone is more or less like this Jagai and Madhai. We have come to deliver them with the weapon of the holy name." And Srila Prabhupada told that this is the special magnanimous mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ram killed Ravana with bow and arrow. Narasingha Dev killed Hiranyakashipu with his sharpened claws. Varaha Dev killed Hiranyaksha with his hoof and his tusk. Krishna killed many a demon with his, in various ways, Shishupal with his Sudarshan Chakra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come with his devotees, and their weapon is their causeless mercy, the holy names. Through chanting the holy names under the direction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, the demoniac mentality within the heart is killed. And the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is awakened. Jagai and Madhai were the demons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, Ravana Kumbhakarna, Shishupal Dantavakra. They came again. But through the mercy of Gaur Nitai, their hearts became cleansed simply by giving up their sinful activities, associating with devotees, and chanting Harinam Sankirtan. They became humble like the blade of grass, tolerant like tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, the greatest of all demons, Jagai and Madhai, were chanting the holy names constantly. to celebrate Srila Prabhupada's mercy, the mercy of Radha Gopinath coming through Srila Prabhupada, of delivering so many demons, we are showering Radha Gopinath with flowers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Chandra ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ji ki jai. In this world, everyone is looking for enjoyment. Maya is the external energy of the Lord, the shadow energy of the Lord. The Guru and Shastras explains how trying to enjoy on the material platform, forgetting our constitutional nature as the eternal servants of Krishna, is like trying to enjoy our shadow. Shadow enjoyment. There is no actual reality. There is no substance. It's like trying to eat by putting food in your reflection in a mirror. It may appear that you're eating, but there's no nourishment. There's no substance. We are eternal spirit souls. The Bhagavatam declares that when you water the root of the tree, all the parts of the tree are satisfied. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samandita. Krishna is the root, the cause of all causes, from whom everything emanates. When we please Krishna, our souls become fully satisfied. Any endeavor that does not please Krishna is simply the attempt to enjoy in the shadow of illusion. But yet this desire is so deep and powerful. Ananda mayobhyashat. Lord Chaitanya's method is so joyful. Kevala ananda kanda. With our same mind, with our same senses, in a most vibrant, creative, and even festive way, we can be fully immersed in pleasing activities that purify the soul and awaken our love. Sri Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, one of the regulative principles of devotional service is to celebrate these festivals. And all of our festivals are simply to come together to give pleasure to Krishna. And what pleases Krishna? Simply our sincere effort in a spirit of devotion. Patram pushpam palam toyam. Krishna tells in Gita, it doesn't take much to please him. Just devotion. One who offers me even a leaf, a fruit, some water, or even a flower, if it is offered with devotion, I will accept it and I am satisfied. That is the perfection of our life. In Pune, we saw a nice drama of Shrutadev and Bahulasva. Bahulasva was a king who was offering Krishna the best opulence, wealth in his entire kingdom. And Shrutadev was a very poverty-stricken Brahmin. He had just whatever little he could beg, he offered it to Krishna. Krishna does not see what you offer. As Niranjan Swami Maharaj was so beautifully describing in Pune, Krishna is bhavagrahi. He accepts the attitude, the purpose in which everything is offered. Bahulasma offered grand wealth to Krishna. And Shrutadev, so small. Bahulasma, a huge feast of hundreds of preparations floating in ghee. And Shrutadev just had some chipped rice. Bahulasma seated Krishna on the royal golden throne with jewels. And Shrutadev offered Krishna a straw mat of kusha grass. But Krishna was seeing the emotion, the devotion. And what is that devotion? The purpose in which we are making the offering. Rupa Goswami describes Anyabilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmanyanavidam Anukulyena Krishna Nushilanam Bhaktirutamad. Real devotion is uncontaminated by any type of selfish desire. Desire for material benefits, or even desire for liberation. Kolavecha Sridhar was a poverty-stricken person with torn clothes, living in a thatched hut. He was emaciated from not enough food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered him the wealth of Indra, the king of heaven. He offered him all the 8 mystic cities. He offered him liberation. He offered him elevation to the Vaikunthas. But Sridhar refused all these things. In the mood of Prahlad, I have not come to do business with you, my lord. Prabhupada paraphrases Kolavecha Sridhar. The only benediction he wanted was to be the servant of the servant of the servant of his servant. I just want the benediction that I can always serve those who you love. That is pure devotional service. It is only that unconditional state of consciousness that can bring the soul happiness. Everything else is a disturbance and a distraction. Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world over a dozen times. So much difficulty he underwent to give us, by his words and by his example, this principle of unconditional love. So it does not matter who we are or what we have. What matters is our purpose, the quality of our service attitude. That is the all in all that Krishna accepts. Haridas Thakur was a malecha, untouchable. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proclaimed him to be the Namacharya. And personally lifted his damp body and danced with it, with tears weeping from his eyes. Kolavecha Sridhar was poverty. And then we have Rupan Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very highly qualified Brahmins. King Prataparudra, a king with great wealth. The material condition did not matter. King Prataparudra was willing to go in the street with a broom and take such a humble position to serve the Lord and his devotees. That is what the Lord accepted, not his being king. And because he had that attitude, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was willing to accept all the power and grandeur of his kingdom. It was the attitude he was accepting. And in the same way, Lord Chaitanya accepted water from the old, broken up, beaten iron pot of Kulavetasrita. Not just accept it, he stole it. That water was used for all the washing and drinking purposes of Sridhar. It was so broken and old that even the most desperate thief on earth would not even cast a glance upon it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping in ecstasy, with his hair standing on end and his voice choked up, to drink that water. This is devotional service. Kevala Anandakanda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made life so beautiful. Krishna consciousness is so wonderful. And these festivals, you will not find anyone in Bombay going to any Bollywood cinemas or watching any satellite TVs, even the American stations. You will not find anyone in any of the restaurants or hotels having as much fun as the devotees here this evening. They're all trying to enjoy through attracting each other in sexual ways or just gazing at some illusion that someone's trying to exploit you upon. But inside, there's nothing. There's no substance. But we're here only to serve. And what will be our joy? Simply seeing Radha Gopinath happy. Seeing the amount of devotion that has gone into serving them. I believe there is, yes, over 1,100 kilos of flowers. That's over 1 ton pounds of flowers. Yes? So Krishna says, if you patram pushpam palam toyam, even one flower he'll accept. But why should you offer him one if you can somehow or other access 1 ton? And we had hundreds of devotees plucking the flowers very nicely all day long. And every one of those plucks was an offering of devotion. And there were so many ladies making flower ornaments and flower dresses for Sri Radha Gopinathji with devotion. No one's getting paid. No one's getting prestige. No one's getting fame. Everything's going to Krishna. And that selfless spirit of service creates an energy that pleases the Lord. And as Sri Radha Gopinath are being bathed with showers of fragrant flowers, all the devotees will be chanting the holy names with great feeling and devotion. And all the devotees will be happy to see Krishna enjoying. And that will give Krishna immense pleasure. Prabhupada told us, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. That's a very profound statement. Because Krishna is happy when we are happy. Being happy is a service. It's not that we chant Hare Krishna because we want to be happy. On a lower level, that may be, because we're miserable and we're suffering and we're basically just crushed by the modes of material nature. And we're looking for happiness and we want some happiness and chanting Hare Krishna will make us happy. But on a higher level, Prabhupada's instructing us, if you chant and you're happy chanting, that will give Krishna great pleasure. Because that's love. If we're happy giving Krishna pleasure, that is love. And when we're in the association of wonderful, enthusiastic devotees, it makes it such a joyful experience to chant. And that joy that we feel as we're praising Krishna gives Radha Gopinath great happiness. So the essence of this festival is to see the beauty of the deities and to be seen by them happily, enthusiastically, and very loudly chanting the holy name. In previous years, our head pujari, Jananivas Prabhu, would come from Mayapur town. Jananivas Prabhu, the senior most pujari in the entire Hare Krishna movement, has been the pujari of Sri Mayapur Dham since about 1971. And some years ago, we requested him to be the head pujari whom all others are answerable to in Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And his blessings and his guidance is always upon our pujari staff. Tonight I have a special secret to tell you. Are you ready? When Jananivas Prabhu first began as pujari, he was under the authority and guidance of His Grace Sriman Bhavananda Prabhu, who is with us this evening. Jananivas Prabhu's pujari teacher is present. He is like our param pujari, or our grandfather pujari. We're very grateful that he has come. And my dear God brothers, Chandramali Swami Maharaj, Niranjan Swami Maharaj, Trinakarta Prabhu, Yadubar Prabhu, Sham Sundar Prabhu, Bhavananda Prabhu, Dairam Prabhu, Makan Lal Prabhu, Tridas Prabhu, Gaur Shakti Prabhu, Kula Shekhar Prabhu, please come sit up here. Could one of the devotees bring he and also Madan Mohan to the front? We're so very, very grateful that these great souls have come to bless us. Let us very enthusiastically welcome them to our festival. Would you like to speak a few words, Maharaj? So we will now begin the flower abhishekam ceremony for Shri. My sincere request is remember Rupa Goswami's wonderful warning that if you are attached to the things of this world, family, friends, love of this world, wealth, prestige, then do not look at the beautiful form of Gopinath who is standing on the banks of Yamuna, especially tonight. He is Hari. If we simply chant his names with humility and devotion, Krishna will steal our hearts. That is the ultimate aspiration of our lives. To serve and to please the Lord in such a way that He will be pleased to steal our hearts. And that is the extraordinary supreme gift that Srila Prabhupada has showered upon all of us. As Krishna is being showered with the flowers of the devotee's love, all of us will be showered by the causeless mercy of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. And in this way, we will have a wonderful, wonderful festival. Thank you. Thank you very much.